The British bank Standard Chartered agreed to pay the New York State Department of Financial Services $340 million to settle charges that it laundered $250 billion in transactions with Iran and lied to regulators. The settlement, agreed to a day before the bank faced a hearing on its New York charter, was a big win for New York State bank regulator Benjamin Losky. He announced his case by revealing a number of embarrassing emails only a week before the settlement. Critics say his public case and blasting Standard Chartered as a rogue institution undercut a five-year federal investigation of the British bank for violating U.S. law that imposes financial sanctions against Iran. In the weeks leading up to the charges in New York, the Justice Department was close to deciding not to prosecute Standard Chartered, viewing the bank's 60,000 transactions with Iran as mostly legal, reports the New York Times. Now, federal prosecutors are under pressure to bring charges against the British bank, which made a $5 billion profit in 2011 and holds $800 billion in assets. The U.S. Justice Department is facing general criticism for its failure to prosecute cases against banks. Former U.S. Treasury Enforcement Chief Jimmy Gurule commented, "No bank official has been prosecuted. It makes me wonder if the banks have gone from too big to fail to too big to prosecute." Cotton and corn farmers in Georgia have faced severe drought conditions since 2007. 30 years ago, nearly all of the Peach State's farmers used dry or non-irrigated farming techniques. But now the farmers are nearly all irrigated, which is putting pressure on water aquifers. In Dooley County, Georgia, one of the driest places in the U.S., farm production increased by $40 million in 2011. According to the Christian Science Monitor, all across the American South, the move toward irrigation has raised concerns over depleted water resources. The U.S. Geological Survey has declared that central Georgia is experiencing long-term groundwater depletion, similar to depleted aquifers in Texas, California's Central Valley, Kansas, and Nebraska. Concern over groundwater depletion has led Arkansas to urge chicken farmers to disconnect from municipal water supplies. Yet other states like Alabama, one of the wettest states in the country, has boosted tax incentives for using farm irrigation. Depleted water levels have led to disputes between Georgia, Alabama, and Florida over control of the water flowing down the Chattahoochee and Flat River systems. In Florida, river levels have fallen to record lows, with eco-activists blaming lax farm irrigation policy in neighboring states. The Vermont Progressive Party is one of the few viable third-party movements in the United States which has shaped public policy, such as Vermont's single-payer framework for health care reform. The party grew out of the movement to elect Bernie Sanders mayor of Burlington, Vermont's biggest city in the late 1970s. The Progressive Party controlled City Hall in Burlington for most of the last 30 years, creating innovative policy on housing and other issues. Sanders moved on to win a seat as an independent in the U.S. House and is now serving as Vermont's junior U.S. senator. Since 1990, 16 Progressive Party activists have been elected to Vermont state legislature. They provided critical leverage to pressure Governor Peter Shumlin, a Democrat, to embrace legislation calling for a single-payer health care system, which could save the state $10 billion in projected health costs. Martha Abbott, a former Progressive Party candidate for state auditor, told the news magazine In These Times, "Our strategy of working on both challenging and working with Democrats makes us somewhat unique. In contrast, Vermont's traditional left third parties, like the Greens or the Liberty Union Party, have failed to win local political campaigns. These groups are politically isolated as they rally around ideological platforms while being ignored in public debates." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.